You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Sorry, I'm drumming to Sinatra here. Sorry. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 of The Voice, local news and talk. Getting a lot of stuff I can't talk about on the air from people about this discussion of what business leadership needs to look like in Tucson, Arizona. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 of The Voice. If you're missing anything on this show, which I don't know why you would miss anything on this show, there's not much to miss. Just go to KVOI.com. You can do the History of Tucson Radio podcasts with Ed Alexander. We've had Alan Hammerall, Alan Michaels, Kathy Rivers, and coming up next week, we have Sonny Jim Arnold. Can't wait. Jim's birthday was yesterday, so a happy belated birthday to friend of the show, Jim Arnold. We're going to get back to this discussion of the founding principles of the new Tucson business leadership group that I need your help. If you have a name for this thing, please do not use the words commerce or chamber. I'm sick of both. Done with it. It's antiquated names. We're moving on with our lives. Let's go to Carrie Lopez Howell on line 72. She's calling in for the Sunnyside Foundation. They've been on the show before. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you? Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. We are in the middle of some awesome fundraising down here at Sunnyside, so I'm stuffing envelopes, folders, as we talk right now.
Look at you. Now, don't lick those things. Remember what happened to Costanza's fiancé when she licked too many of those envelopes?
I do remember. I watched a lot of Seinfeld. I do know that one.
That's already put you a notch up in our book, so good job, Carrie.
Yes.
So we know about Sunnyside School District, and it's definitely a district where a lot of the kids need a little extra help and support. Talk about the Sunnyside Foundation and what you're doing to support these kids.
Awesome. So I'm the executive director at Sunnyside Foundation. We are a separate 501c3, separate of the district, but we definitely support our district. We're about 30 years old. I think next year we turn 30. We're millennials, the organization, not all of us. And we raise money for students, teachers, and families in SUSD, but we also serve the broader Southside community. With COVID, we really expanded our impact and went into emergency relief for families, cash assistance for families, keeping our students in their houses with rental assistance. But we do a lot of education support with resources to the classroom and then scholarships for students to do different things like the AP testing, any sort of fees that might block a student from an opportunity we will cover. And we are in our big fundraiser right now to just get us ready for the new school year.
Talk about a big concern in Tucson, and definitely Sunnyside's one of those places, is literacy and reading levels. What do you guys do to support the kids in the reading side of the world?
Yeah, so we do a few things. In the classroom, we have our Excellence in Education program where teachers can get grants from the foundation that will support any of their literacy projects. This year, we're doing a teacher fellowship component to this so that we can also train teachers or stipend teachers to do these fellowships. And so that they can improve their teaching as well. We're partnering with our districts on that. And those fellowships will be awarded in areas of teachers doing STEM, literacy, performing arts, and student wellness. The third thing that we do is we make sure students are connected to devices in their home so that they can improve their literacy, right? We can have issues, but if students have connectivity struggles, it doesn't matter what our teachers are teaching or trying to do if students can't access information. So we know that some of our students are still in remote settings or in a hybrid setting, and we support making sure they have access to that information as well.
So one of our listeners wants to know, if they go to the sunnysidefoundation.org and give something, can they specify where they'd like the money to go to in relation to some of your different things that you work on?
They can. If they give, and I'm going to try to guide this without looking at my computer, but if they give to our big Give Day campaign, that's just going to Sunnyside Foundation. We push for flexible funding because a lot of our families need unrestricted dollars so that we can respond to the needs that come up in the community. But if they want to restrict their gift, they can give. There's a tab at the top.
I'm on your page right now. So the Give Online button.
Okay, perfect. Yes, the Give Online button will allow a donor to restrict the gift to the fund that they want it to go to. Right now, we are pushing for our Sunnyside Gives Day campaign, but they can make those decisions. And then if they want to restrict their gift, they can put a memo in, they can put a line in the memo for us if they want to mail in a check, and that will restrict their gift as well.
Very cool. I think the literacy thing has been such a huge topic on our show for years that I think a lot of people might want to focus in on that. So that's why they're asking such things. So
absolutely.
All right. So go to sunnysidefoundation.org. Is this a time sensitive thing? What do we need to know about that?
Yes. So we are trying to raise $100,000 by tomorrow at 7 p.m. And we've done some really cool things down here. We have had a community led and organized 5K run walk where we raised over like $5,600. We've had different donors come in. So I think our total giving right now is just over $43,000. If we hit our $100,000 goal, Sunnyside Unified School District leadership has committed to putting on an a cappella performance and choreographed song and dance for the students at student choice. They get to decide what leadership will be doing. So we're really trying to get that goal by 7 o'clock tomorrow.
What do you want to see them sing?
There's this TikTok challenge right now. It's a remix to Neon Moon, and that's what I want to see them sing and perform. There's a little like remix that I think they do great at.
I want to see them do Let It Be from, not Let It Be, the one from Let It Go from Frozen. That's what I think they should do.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, I'll put that up for them too.
So, we just did Blinding Me with Science by Thomas Dolby. That wouldn't be bad either, so. We'll figure this out.
The elementary would love Let It Go. That'd be a big hit.
Sunnysidefoundation.org if you want to help out. And then if you want to do a restricted gift towards literacy or a couple of the other different things that they do at Sunnyside Foundation, go to Give Online on the top right. You'll see it in the yellowish orange box, and you can put it in the memo. Well, Carrie, it was good talking to you, and good luck with the Sunnyside Gives today.
I will let you know how it goes, and I'll let you know if district will be performing. I'll make sure you guys are aware.
I appreciate that. Thank you for your thanks for your work out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Carrie. That's Carrie Lopez Howell from the Sunnyside Foundation. Go to sunnysidefoundation.org. When we come back, we're going to fix Tucson's business leadership in 12 minutes or less, as they like to say. So, another great song for Tucson's leadership. It's the kids from Linkin Park. It's called Numb. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice. Noi, yoi, yoi. I like when he says that. Noi, yoi, yoi. Little David Bowie. Black tie, white noise. You're on the 10:30 Voice. Local news and talk. We're going to call this new business thing of ours the Tucson Business Union. Tubu. We got Tubo. Tubu. I like union because it sows confusion in the ranks. So we go Pima. I don't want to use Pima County. Tucson Tubu. Tucson Business Union. Cash out the Metro Chamber, Hispanic Chamber. Just blow them up. No one cares. No one's gonna miss them. Now, what you do with, and of course these things are always tough, right? Because it does is you have people who are going to give up titles. They might have to give up their super title. Some people might lose a job, right? That's just the way it is. Oh, and even worse, right, is you're going to have people who are going to give up their resume building board of directors job. But not necessarily. I think we can make this happen. So you get Tubu, and this is kind of what's your face at the chamber left? Or is leaving, is what we're hearing. So, again, I don't care. She's a manifestation of their board. The board that has some lady that works at ASU is now the head of the Tucson Metro Chamber. Do you get how stupid that is? the lady that when she ran for Marana Town Council, they were all freaking out, saying, oh, we hope she doesn't get up there. Now, Tucson Business Union, you bring it all together, TRIO doesn't even exist. What I would do is create an economic development division within this organization that, and you can have Joe Snell just go away or compete with it, right? But the Southern Arizona leadership kids have to be the start, the basically the straw that stirs the drink here. And they have to say, look, we have to, everyone's got to come together. We can still have divisions of the Tucson Business Union. That's job it is. But in the end, those founding principles are back to, I mean, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We need a community that has properly staffed with cops. Sorry, that's where we're at. We need to expect that, let me not get too cocky. 80% of the roads in the entire region are good to excellent condition. I don't know why this is so hard. We're a community that that expects K through 12 education across the board to be excellent. We expect 75% reading ability from our high school seniors when they graduate. This are the found. If you can't do the founding principles, then go away. Right? So I want 80% of the roads to be in good to excellent condition. Maricopa's at 95. I don't know. That's the last time Gary Davidson did road breakdowns. But I'm asking for 80. 80% in good and excellent condition. K through 12 excellence, including I want third graders. We need... I need 75%, all across the board, I want 75% of third graders and 75% of high school seniors to be at reading level. Oh, and I would like for them to possibly do some math. We would expect as business owners that if you're working at a restaurant and I buy a $7.43 burrito and I give you a 10 spot, that without using a machine, you can give me change. So we got that going for us. So my thing is, we have the Tucson Business Union needs to come together. Whether you like SALC or not, they need to be the straw that stirs the drink. All right? And then have a Hispanic division, Hispanic business division, right? Have a, if you want to have a division that is sensitive to the needs of the LGBTQA community, fine, right? You want to have an environmental thing, great. But in the end, there needs to be this overarching set of principles that really are there to help businesses. Because remember, if they don't crave your help or fear you at election time, this is what you get. Let's go to Charles Heller. He was at the event yesterday, looking quite dapper. I think he even looked, he looked about 2 inches taller since the last time I saw him.
Maybe a tad narrower. It gives that impression.
Ah, fighting shape. I like that.
I don't know about fighting, but some other slight shape than round. I just, first of all, I'm loving what you're saying, and second of all, I'm thinking in my head, Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Thank you.
Christopher, the people act in their own best interest, and not having cops staffed is in the best interest of people who want to manage the chaos. And the question is, how do you overcome the motivation of people to create separate kingdoms, if you will, separate entities of power? How do you overcome that desire for that and to try and do the right thing?
In the end, I need to have certain. That's why I'm telling you, the crew like Ted and the crew at the Southern Arizona Leadership, these other groups respect what they do, and they're the ones that are going to have to stir. That's why I say they're the ones that are going to have to stir the drink, and they're going to have to say you guys are going to have to let go. If not, we can still. Again, you're right. The elected officials that be love the fractured business environment.
Right,
love
exactly.
They
thrive in that environment. I'm beginning to be convinced that the only way you can get people to do the right thing is to bribe them with marijuana.
Well, it helps in Tucson, Arizona. Don't get me wrong. But I remember years ago when Mike Hine was a city manager, we were having lunch, and he said, I don't have – we were going over the Higgins chart presentation, right? And he goes, this is exactly my problem. I don't – because he thought Jack Camper was a fool at the Metro Chamber, right? He's like, I don't have any one person to talk to or like a small group of people that if I need to quickly pick up the phone and get the pulse of the business community, I don't know who to call, right? And it's been like that for 20, 30 years, right?
30, yeah.
This fractured thing. And they love it, right? Because in that fractured, all these people feel all important in their little fractured kingdom, which you said, right? Their little tribe, right?
Right.
But in the end, they love that because being these little, our little tribes, they remain irrelevant.
They get to be the chief of the tribe. It's like 40 Moseses trying to lead people in the desert, you know? They're compete. What you got is competing Moseses. Because everybody's got their own community of interest. And until you solve that, I really, you're right, it won't happen. I mean, it's a great fantasy, but that's the problem to solve. All right, I don't want to monopolize.
That's why I said it was, that's why I did this. It's the great Christy Simone idea that won't happen.
I know. I heard you.
I just want to get the ding in. I love my ding, so. Charles, thanks for the call. It was good seeing you last night, sir. All right, when we come back, a KOLD headline about the border. That is just so stupid. It's so stupid. And I can't believe it's a bud. Oh, yes, I can believe it's a bud. All right, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. ESQ, Spin Us Away. Oh, another great song for Tucson. We're in a hazard. Not a sand trap either. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news talk. All right, little group love bringing us in. Definitely a little partial to them with the drummer and producer being Ryan Raven, son of Trevor Raven from Yes, of course. See, it all ties back to my crap. I've been saying it for years. Before we get to the border story that KOLD is just, it's a great flub, but let's go to the fiery Adriana on the east side Adriana, as we call her.
Oh, my goodness.
What's up?
Yeah,
what's up, Ed?
21 years. That's right.
Before it's over, she's going to be so east side, she'll be living in Texas.
I know, right? It just keeps getting closer every year. So, and that brings me to my point of being here 21 years. So
yes,
when
ma'am.
I think about, I'm a little late to the conversation, but when you're talking about the Chambers of Commerce here in Tucson, Pima County, and you're talking about all these little business organizations that have started up. So I look at this big, this room like a war room, you know, where you have all the generals, you know, making decisions. But here it's like we got the clown patrol that's actually making the decisions. And they're looking to see what are we going to do that makes us look like we're doing something, but we're really not, but it looks like we are, so that we can keep staying in office. Well, one of those examples is here on the east side. So if you go between, like, Sarnoff and Camino Seco, Broadway and Speedway,
right.
You know, there's two different schools, so our high school, and then the other school, I think it's called McGee, that's on Speedway. So what is the most important thing that needs to be done in that precinct, in that area, besides, you know, fixing the roads? We got to have perfectly sidewalk corners. You know, the corners on each street have to be perfect. Meanwhile, the rest of the sidewalk along the whole street is broken. It's fallen apart. And you have the biggest potholes that you could actually go probably tubing from one to the other.
It is pretty true, right? Because they're so worried about doing their handicap and bicycle accessible corners, right? That everything in between the corners is crap. I remember when I was on the Pima County Transportation Advisory Committee, there was a community over by Mona Lisa and Cotero Farms, Ina there, where there was a lady who she couldn't use the, it was so bad that she would have to somehow, she'd have to use her wheelchair to go through the street to get her mail. But the street had so many potholes and whatever that everyone, I think she actually got stuck. in a pothole in her wheelchair to get her mail in this neighborhood. That someone came, I remember, came to one of my, we were doing those town halls when I was on that committee.
Uh-huh.
And this woman's like, yeah, one of our neighbors, this nice lady in her wheelchair, actually got stuck in a pothole because there was like either not a good enough sidewalk or no sidewalk exists. I mean, it was, can't make it up.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, so I'm doing the mom thing this morning, taking my son to school, and I'm dodging the potholes, but yet there's construction everywhere on every corner on the streets in that section, because they're going to have perfect corners on every street, which is meanwhile the potholes that are in the way to take your I'm dodging it to get to another school, but I'm dodging all these potholes in every street, and I just don't get it. It's just like going down to the DMV when I was teaching my girls to drive. The biggest hole was in the actual DMV parking lot where people were having to take their tests.
Again, the culture developed probably from, it feels like a Huckleberry thing, right? Because he's the guy who does the budget, right? Is that if we don't fund the essentials, it's easier to ask for more money later when everyone's suffering from the lack of essentials. And for some reason, that's been a very twisted budgeting dynamic in this community for years. So.
That's why I say it's the clown patrol that, you know, keeps the city moving somehow, and we're still stuck here.
Well,
not
I can't
for long though.
I know I'm going to see you later, so you have an awesome afternoon, morning, and I'll see you later.
Sounds good. All right. Bye bye.
All right. That's Eastside Adriana. Let's go back to the phone, 790-2040. Diego, good morning. Welcome to Wake Up Tucson. How can I help you, sir?
Good morning, Mr. DeSimone. I have a question for you.
Hit me, buddy.
As a former Manhattanite and going to college in Los Angeles and living practically everywhere in the United States, your vision of 70% this, 80% that for city business, where does that exist in our country?
I will tell you that I know about the roads thing, right? Because I said all I want is 80% of the roads to be of good to excellent condition, right? 80%. Now, the reason I even know that I'm even in the neighborhood and I'm not even shooting that hard is this is not a hard one, is as we were breaking down the Pima County lack of taking care of roads, Gary Davidson, who used to be on the bond committee for Pima County, actually went through all of the reports for Maricopa County. And they were 90 to 95% of their roads were good to excellent. So just 100 miles up the road, Diego, Maricopa County is kicking our tail on good to excellent roads. So that's why I undershot at 75 to 80.
But let's put the whole package together, what you said.
Sure.
That whole package, where does it exist in our country?
So the whole package of... the idea that we expect our kids to actually be reading? Is that what you're saying? Is that the next? Because there's different parts to this, right? So part of this is, so it's happening in charter schools all day long, right? That they have high reading levels and math levels. But I'm not shooting for the same levels as a charter school, Diego. So when I say I'd like 70 to 75% of the kids to be able to read by the time they graduate high school. I know it goes on in charter schools all the time. There are 85 to 90 at eighth grade, right? So I just want 70. So it does exist, Diego, and exists in Tucson, Arizona, but at charter schools. It's not happening in any of the public schools other than Tanca Verde. So Tanca Verde is 70%.
But my question, again, would be, TUSD has, 90% of Title I schools? Almost all of the schools are Title I. Charter schools are very, very minimal across the board. So if we're just going K-12 public, your vision really doesn't exist in our country.
So the question is, now I don't have another community right off the top of my head, Diego, that has that package, okay? But does that mean... The vision means less, right? It's a vision. I'm not saying it's a reality. I'm not bullcrapping you that this is happening. What I'm saying is for our community, that's what I would expect for us to shoot for. See, this is, I keep complaining that this is the town of low expectations. All right.
Mr. Simone, I appreciate you.
You know what I mean? And so that's my thing, Diego, is the idea that I'm sick of low expectations in this town. I don't care what these other communities live. This is the one me and you and Matt live in.
This is true.
This is where we live. I would like some sort of higher expectations. And yeah, I get you with the Title I. I get it. I'm not saying it's easier for these kids that come from poor areas. But you know something? When I look at Flowing Wells, which has one of the worst income demographics in the city, for some reason they do 20 to 25% better than TUSD and Sunnyside. Right? Well, if Flowing Wells can get to there, why can't we try to drag everyone up 20, 30 points over a 10-year period? I don't understand why, you know, it's just like... No one talks about it, right? Why can't we have that goal?
Well, that 20% that Sunnyside is doing, how are they doing it, and how can we reproduce it?
So this is always a big thing. When we had Dr. Stegman on the show last week, who used to be on the board for years at TUSD fighting that battle, we'd always have this discussion that no one wants to talk about best practices that other communities, or you would talk about even, forget about best practices at Flowing Wells, Diego. He would talk about best practices of a school that was killing it, that was doing a good job because they had a great principal that made good hires, right? That's how you fix the nuts and bolts, right? You have a school board that hires a superintendent that knows how to hire great principals. You'll get back on your feet better than you ever did before. Right. But Mark would always say, man, we got this one school over here, this middle school with this principal who's killing it. Can we go over there and study the best practices and apply that? And he said he never saw that over so many years.
Yeah, it's bad.
Because I could hear Adelita Grijalva going, you know, their excellence over there would make the kids over there feel bad.
Oh, my Lord. Listen, go Lumberjacks.
I feel very mixed about that because the U of A is so down on their luck. It was like, you know, it was like beating up on a crippled pigeon in a fight. You know what I mean? So I feel bad for the Cats. So, but we'll take it. So screw them. Go Lumberjacks. Diego, great call. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to break. I'll get to this Bud Foster story. That was a great call from Diego. I would love to have more calls like that. So, wake up, Tucson. 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. Love will find a way. Trevor Rabin, Ryan's dad, who also wrote this song. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 of the Voice. Radio for the common man and woman here at the Wake Up Tucson show. Nothing better than sometimes you get those appropriate Facebook memory things that pop up on the old doohickey here. Today was the day that yesterday, I guess it was. If you guys remember, we had this one of we have a lot of great wakey efforts. But a year ago, we had Frankie, a young man who has special needs, who these bastards stole his bicycle. I don't know if you guys remember that one or not. And so what happened was they stole Frankie's bike. And so we did an impromptu fundraising to get Frankie a new bicycle. So what happened was Jesse Lugo, the bike in the box man, said, hey, donate it to me. Right? So we did an online quick raise money for Frankie to get a new bike. Then Charles Heller went to our great sponsor, Aho Bikes, and they fitted him properly for a bike that was stronger and lighter than the other one. The one that he got made, it was probably one of these government-supported nonprofits who got a really cool contract to do this. It was heavy as heck, clumsy. So anyway, great picture. I just put it on our Facebook page of Frankie and his mom with him getting fitted for his new bike that the Wakeys paid for him a year ago. So... you guys are awesome as always. And then even better, not better, but also great, is today was a memory of 2018, an action shot of Gary Davidson doing math on the air. Did an excellent job of pointing out the press's responsibility to report. This is about the road bond that was trying to get passed. And he goes, his dismantling of Chuck's road bond was epic.
My man Gary and his HB12C, yes.
And that's the picture.
Punk accountants. Add, subtract, multiply, and die.
And that's funny because I'm looking at a Matt Neely comment that says, HP12C unimpressed. And then Keith challenged you and said it could be an 11C, and then you got a little defensive.
Please.
So anyway, related to the good call from Diego, talking about, well, where were these things going on with roads, right? And, you know, Gary's already shown that Pinal County and Maricopa County have kicked our butt on road maintenance. Okay. So let's get to this. So Governor Ducey and DeSantis, right? We had a group of 20 governors, Republican governors. Not that the Democrat governors would care. Like, somehow this, they don't care about this, right? Now, remember that idiot Steller, didn't he say there's really nothing too much going on at the border? Remember that was the other thing, Mr. $75,000 grant from something about being a border expert? Remember that?
He goes all Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Thing to see here.
So what happens is there's plenty of stories out there from credible news organizations that say, oh, Governor Ducey joins 26 governors requesting a meeting. Think about this, requesting a meeting over border security, right? We just had all these tens of thousands of Mexicans, Central Americans, and Haitians living under a bridge like a troll in a fairy tale. Living under a bridge, right? We had the, it was the Democrat mayor of Del Rio, I think. And we talked about this with Biggs last week. He's on video. It wasn't even like a TV news thing. It's like his plea for help. He's like, this is the Democrat. This is unacceptable, right? And then thank the Lord Jesus. Whatever you're thinking, Yahweh, Muhammad, whatever your thing is, right? Quetzalcoatl, don't care, okay? Zeus, all right? This is the Bud Foster headline. Oh, this is a new one. U.S.-Mexican border becomes political issue again. Really, bud? The border became a political issue again. Look, dude, just go work for Huckleberry. Get out of the news business. You are a train wreck. The governor's charged that Biden is lax with Biden with lax border enforcement. Yeah, no crap. The answer is. Bud, here's the sentence. The Biden administration has been lax with border enforcement. Oh, I forgot about Sideshow. Oh, thank God. I still love that little Vin Scully voice. And just look how happy he is. Farmer John's hot dogs. The best grizzle stick inside a bun you can ever have. Farmer John.
Only Farmer John brings Eastern porkers out to the West Coast and finishes them locally.
Does he say Eastern porkers?
I think so.
Oh, thank the Lord. That's the best. I got to find that for the rest of my life now. Bringing Eastern porkers to the West Coast to be slaughtered naturally and brought on a bun. Thanks, Ben.
I should be able to recite it from memory. I've heard it like 10 billion times over the years on radio broadcasts. So,
Farmer John's bring you Ron Say's Kid Corner. Now, fun with the penguin. The Biden. So this is the thing. So this is the crappy reporting by the Budster. Okay. The governor's charged Biden with lax border enforcement. Like, it's somehow it's an accusatory statement and not fact. That's what I love, okay? No, Budster, it's the Biden administration's in quite lax with border enforcement, and there's tens of thousands of people, we have no idea, Rona, not Rona, whatever, flowing through, living in cages, wrapped in Reynolds aluminum foil, living under bridges. Yes, sir.
Lax, except when he reenacts evil Trump's Article 42. He's lax except for then.
Right, right. And then this is his answer. Well, the Biden administration, sorry, Vince, I got in my Vin Scully. The Biden administration is expelling the Haitians. What is he talking about, Haitians? It's been going on for 8 months, you idiot. So according to KOLD, I don't know, breaking news, KOLD, the border becomes a political issue. Does your Doug bite? Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. See you in 21 hours.